Step into your God-given role, Erica Kirk's challenge to men, women, and a generation. In 29 minutes, a grieving widow delivered the most powerful call to biblical manhood and womanhood that America has heard in decades. Her message wasn't just about her husband. It was about who God is calling you to become. God's design for you. How one widow's speech called America back to biblical manhood and womanhood. Standing before 200,000 people just 11 days after her husband's assassination, Erica Kirk did something that stunned the nation. Instead of collapsing in grief, she rose to deliver a message that cut through decades of cultural confusion about gender, purpose, and identity. Her central message was crystal clear. God has designed specific roles for men and women, and stepping into those roles, with Christ as the foundation, is the path to fulfillment, purpose, and spiritual victory. But this wasn't theoretical theology. This was a woman who had lived out biblical womanhood in one of the most public marriages in conservative America, now teaching the nation what she had learned. Listen to Erica Kirk's complete 29-minute speech. Every word matters, and her challenge to step into God's design will convict and inspire you. This is what biblical leadership looks like in crisis. This is what happens when someone fully embraces their God-given role. The foundation, Christ above all. Before addressing men and women specifically, Erica established the non-negotiable foundation. Choose prayer, choose courage, choose beauty, choose adventure, choose family, choose a life of faith. Most importantly, choose Christ. Without Christ at the center, attempts at biblical manhood and womanhood become mere performance. Erica knew this, which is why she anchored everything in the gospel message that had transformed both her and Charlie's lives. Her challenge to men, embrace true manhood. Erica Kirk didn't soften her words when addressing the men watching around the world. Drawing from her 13-year marriage to Charlie, she delivered a challenge that many men desperately needed to hear. What biblical manhood actually looks like. Accept Charlie's challenge and embrace true manhood. Be strong and courageous for your families. Love your wives and lead them. Love your children and protect them. Be the spiritual head of your home. But then came the crucial qualifier that separates biblical leadership from toxic masculinity. But please be a leader worth following. The servant leader model Charlie embodied. Erica revealed the secret to their marriage's strength through Charlie's weekly love notes, which always ended with the same question. Please let me know how I can better serve you as a husband. This is the paradox of biblical manhood. You lead by serving. You're strong by being tender. You protect by loving. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Her direct challenge to husbands. Your wife is not your servant. Your wife is not your employee. Your wife is not your slave. She is your helper. You are not rivals. You are one flesh working together for the glory of God. Men, listen carefully. Erica Kirk just gave you the blueprint for a marriage that works. Charlie understood that biblical headship means becoming the kind of man your wife wants to follow because you're devoted to her flourishing. Her challenge to women, be virtuous guardians. Erica's message to women was equally direct and equally needed in our culture. Strength in God's design. Women, I have a challenge for you, too. Be virtuous. Our strength is found in God's design for our role. We are the guardians. We are the encouragers. We are the preservers. This isn't weakness disguised as strength. This is understanding that God has given women unique and powerful roles that the culture has taught them to despise. The heart is the center of ministry. Guard your heart, everything you do flows from it. And if you're a mother, please recognize that is the single most important ministry you have. In a culture that tells women motherhood is limiting, Erica Kirk called it the single most important ministry. That's not diminishing women, that's recognizing the eternal impact of raising the next generation. How she supported Charlie's mission. Erica revealed how she created a home that empowered Charlie's work. I made it into this place where he wanted to be as soon as possible when he was on the road. There was no keeping score between us. We were a team working together for the same mission. This is what biblical submission actually looks like. Not being a doormat, but being a powerful partner who creates the conditions for your husband's success while pursuing your own calling. Her challenge to lost young men, find your purpose. Perhaps the most heartbreaking part of Erica's speech focused on the demographic Charlie was most passionate about reaching. The crisis Charlie saw clearly. Charlie passionately wanted to reach and save the lost boys of the West. The young men who feel like they have no direction, no purpose, no faith, and no reason to live. This is the crisis of our generation. Millions of young men are adrift, consumed by distractions, resentment, and despair because no one has shown them what true manhood looks like. The radical grace she extended. In the most stunning moment of her entire speech, Erica revealed that Charlie wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life. Then she said these words that will echo through history. That young man, I forgive him. I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. Young men, listen, if this woman can forgive your worst actions, Christ can transform your deepest failures. There is hope, there is purpose, there is a role God has designed specifically for you. Why this message matters now more than ever the cultural moment we're living in. America is experiencing unprecedented confusion about gender, purpose, and identity. The culture offers endless options but no direction. Endless freedom but no fulfillment. Erica Kirk stood up and said, God has already designed who you're supposed to be. Stop fighting it, step into it. The revival she witnessed. This past week, we saw people open a Bible for the first time in a decade. We saw people pray for the first time since they were children. We saw people go to a church service for the first time in their entire lives. The spiritual hunger is real. People are desperate for authentic purpose and clear direction. Biblical manhood and womanhood provide exactly that. The practical challenge, what will you choose? Erica Kirk ended her speech by becoming the new CEO of Turning Point USA, promising to expand Charlie's work exponentially. She stepped fully into the role God had prepared for her. Now comes your choice. For men reading this, will you embrace the servant leadership model Charlie demonstrated? Will you become the spiritual head of your home? Will you love and lead in a way that makes your wife want to follow? The lost boys of the West are watching you. They need to see what biblical manhood actually looks like. For women reading this, will you embrace your role as guardian, encourager, and preserver? Will you recognize that your unique gifts are not limitations but superpowers? The next generation is counting on you to show them what virtuous womanhood looks like, for everyone. Will you choose Christ as the foundation of whatever role God has called you to? Will you stop fighting against His design and step into the purpose He created you for? The choice that changes everything. Charlie Kirk used to write in his journal, every time you make a decision, it puts a mark on your soul. Erica Kirk has given you a decision to make. You can continue drifting in cultural confusion, or you can step into the role God designed specifically for you. What mark will you put on your soul today? The choice is yours. But remember, God's design isn't a burden to bear. It's the blueprint for the life you've always wanted to live. How did Erica Kirk's message challenge you? What steps will you take to embrace your God-given role? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Related reading, America's Unexpected Revival Moment. The Charlie Kirk Memorial Analysis, Biblical Marriage in Action. Lessons from Charlie and Erica Kirk, How Churches Can Reach the Lost Boys of the West.